Altuve jumping on Carson. Boser's going to stay out of there. But Altuve really struck Carson, and Carson struck him back, and then Altuve dropped the gloves and went after Carson. But the Canucks were going to get the penalty here.
Oh, well.
The Emperor's Empress's Counselor. Some of the trunks are treated as stages of human life. The Emperor and the Empress represent the adult male and female. The juggler and the female pope, who have now grown up to become parents. When the trunks are treated as stages of the divine life, the Emperor stands for the dynamic principle, or the great energizing forces, which penetrate and organize everything passive and potential. Once divine life has been infused into matter, the next stage is the arrangement of matter into finite form. Or similarly, when a child has been born, he must be trained and affectionately but firmly organized into an individual person, which in the Kabbalah is classified as a paternal activity. The old texts frequently show the emperor in profile, and this is taken to indicate that he is the outward and visible aspect of a power whose other side is concealed. The Emperor is God as Father and Maker. In him, the divine creative potential of the juggler becomes actual and works in the universe to generate life and mold form. His path crosses the abyss between the ideal and the actual to link Chokmah, the active paternal principle, with Tiferet, the divine sun. In some of the old pacts, he roughly resembles the astrological symbol of Jupiter, the Roman supreme deity, fathers of gods and men, and most modern designs, his arms and head make a triangle and his legs are crossed so that he forms a symbol for sulfur, which the alchemists believe to be fiery, active male force in nature. The emperor's number is 4, which stands for solidity, system, the earth, the form and construction of things. He suggests temporal power, patriarchal authority, governmental administration, the imposition of order on chaos, the rule of law in nature and society. He also suggests war, conquest, discipline, and the suppression of hostility and rebellion. The modern packs the arms of the throne end in ram's head. The ram stands for Aries, the first sign of the zodiac, which marks the beginning of an organized structure, the division of time into finite periods. In astrological tradition, Aries is governed by Mars, the principle of vigorous and fiery energy, which, if not held on the leash, causes violence, war, and destruction. As consort of the emperor has another link with Mars, because in the mythology, Mars is the lover of Venus, the child whose harmony, the ordered and regular arrangement of things. The emperor in Wurtz's pack is seated on a cube, which is the symbol of solidity. He holds an orb as a sign of his royal dominion over the earth, and a scepter topped by a fleur-de-lis, the heraldic lily, often called fleur-de-luce, or flower of light, which is an emblem of royalty and fire. Harold Bailey, an author whose eccentric preambulations along various symbolic paths have influenced many modern occultists, contrived to find the origin of the word scepter in Sanskrit, the pitar, fire father. In Waite's pack, where the emperor is shown full face, the upright scepter of male vigor and dominance is crowned by an ankh. An ankh, an ancient Egyptian symbol of life, used the masculine potency of Osiris, restored to life by the magic of Isis, and fathering of her, the child Horus. The barren mountains in the background refer to the earlier conditions of Osiris, lying dead. Sapphira Chokmah is called the wisdom of God, and the owl is the bird of Athena. Minerva, the martial Greek and Roman goddesses of wisdom. Psychologically, the emperor has been interpreted as organizing, defining, and classifying power of reason, with the implication that reason, like Mars, is destructive if not held sufficiently in check. From a Jungian point of view, the emperor is the animus, the male counterpart of anima, a father, ruler, warrior, and enterprising, dominating, opinionating, and aggressive. Modern witches see him as one of the terror symbols of the horned god, the consort of the great goddess, supposed to have been worshipped with her since prehistoric times. That's all she wrote. Where was that other one?
Thank you.
control.
Thank you. if there's still some tape under the base.
Yeah.
Can you turn it down a little?
Tape under the base.
Yeah.
Sunday the 17th.
Sunday the 17th. It's about quarter to two.
This is a demo of our new song for you.
The very same day that I tore up the carpet.
Or you will tear
up
the
house of fate.
The day that you shall tear up the
Start us out here.
Thank you. Thank you.